Hello learners, in this lesson today we are going to talk about the operating systems. The objectives of this lesson are going to be to explain the concept of operating system, to identify various types of operating systems available, and to describe operating system and its components. So what is an operating system? An operating system is a software that manages hardware resources and provides common services for computer programs. Without an operating system, a computer and software programs would be useless. Application programs usually require an operating system to function. Now, operating system manages various hardware components including CPU, memory, storage devices and peripheral devices. It also coordinates with the various software applications that may be running. The most popular operating systems would be Microsoft Windows, Mac OS. Let's talk about each one of these in detail. Microsoft Windows. When referring to an operating system, Windows or Win is an operating environment created by Microsoft that provides an interface known as Graphical User Interface. We call it as GUI. Microsoft Windows was first introduced with version 1.0 on November 10, 1983. Now, since then, there have been over a dozen versions of Windows. The most current version of Windows for end users is Windows 10. This is the most commonly used operating system found on most of today's desktops and notebooks. The second type of operating system is Mac OS. Mac OS is an operating system that was designed for the Apple. It was developed by Apple Company, who also created Apple I as well as a number of other modern products including the iPod, iPhone and iPad. The main competition of the Mac OS is the Windows operating system only. These are the most popular operating systems. The Mac OS only runs on Apple desktop and laptop computers. The first version of Mac was a part of classic Mac OS series and it was originally released in mid-1980s. The most recent version is called Mac OS X. X stands for 10. The next type of the operating system is Linux operating system. Linux is a free and open source operating system developed by Linus Torvalds and his friends that was first announced on 25th of August 1991. The system can be distributed, used and expanded free of charge. In this way, developers have access to all the source codes, thus being able to integrate new functions or to find and eliminate programming bugs quickly. Presently, Linux is successfully being used by several millions of users worldwide. The composition of users varies from private users, training companies, universities, research centers and companies. Another type is Ubuntu. Ubuntu is one of the type of Linux operating systems only and it was released on 20th October 2004. This is a popular variant of Linux which is used within the PCs. The Ubuntu project has a focus on providing solid desktop experience. Ubuntu is currently working on expanding the Ubuntu distribution to run on smartphones and tablets as well. Another type of operating system is Android. Now, Android was originally founded by Andy Rubin in October 2003 and it was later acquired by Google on 17th of August 2005. Android is a Linux-based platform and it is free and open software stack that has an operating system, middleware and applications originally developed by Google and released in November 5, 2007 for mobile platforms. Since its development, there have been many different versions. More than 15-20 versions after that have been released. Next, we have iOS. iOS, originally known as the iPhone operating system, it is the operating system that runs on Apple iPhones, iPads, and iPad Touch devices developed by Steve Jobs during 2010. The iOS is one of the most used platform for mobile devices, only slightly edged out by Android from Google. Let's talk more about Windows 10. Windows 10 is the latest version of Windows operating system. released on 29th July 2015, the requirements of Windows 10 would be 1 GHz processor or faster, 1 GB of RAM for 32-bit or 2 GB of RAM for 64-bit, 16 GB of hard drive space for 32-bit or 20 GB for 64-bit. Let's talk about the basic operations on Windows 10. As soon as you log in into the system, you will see the bottom bar, which is generally called the taskbar. On the leftmost side, you will see the start menu icon. When you click on it, different programs would be visible on the screen. The bottom taskbar is where you see the list of all the programs those are currently running. When we click on the start icon, the complete menu appears. This menu is resizable and can be changed either up and down or right and left by placing the mouse pointer on the top or right edge. A double-headed arrow will appear. Hold down the mouse button and drag to expand or decrease the menu in the desired direction. Now, the structure of Windows 10. Basically, the start menu is divided into separate left and right sections. The left section has various useful links for you, while the right section contains tiles. Left side of the Windows 10 start menu, what all we have on the left side would be the top area contains a logged in user account link. This will give you the complete information of logged user details. For example, the name, picture, with the facility of changing the account settings, lock your system, sign out from the logged user and such things. The next section is the list of most used programs. This menu would contain the programs that are mostly used with an extension facility. You can pin the program to start, you can uninstall the program. These programs in this section would vary based on what all programs you have frequently used. The third section, which is called the File Explorer, when you open this, you will land into the Quick Access. Your frequently used folders such as Downloads, Desktop and Documents, all these folders would be listed here. So you do not have to dig through a series of folders to find them. You can also pin your favorite folders to Quick Access to keep them easily accessible. The fourth link that you see within the start menu would be Settings. To manage your peripheral devices, accounts, display settings, network, updates and security, time, language, etc., this settings panel is used. The fifth link would be Power. This is used to sleep, shut down and restart your computer system. The bottom section is that a way to easily access installed programs. It is called All Apps. When you click on this link, the left side of the start menu becomes scrollable. Alphabetical list of programs and apps would appear. Now, the right side of the Windows 10 start menu, it would contain a collection of tiles. The default group of tiles would consist of various standard Windows apps such as Calendar, Mail, People, News, Weather and other type of different apps. This would be called as Windows Store apps. Some of these would be live tiles or they are connected to the internet and periodically update. Windows initially populates the right area with the default tiles. The right side of start menu is highly configurable. All the default tiles can be removed and you can pin your own selection of application and folders here as tiles. Tiles can be customized in several ways by right-clicking and using the context menu. To remove a tile, right-click it and select Unpin from Start in the context menu. There are four possible sizes for tiles and these can also be set in a Tiles right-click context menu. To pin an application file or a folder, right-click it and use the context menu Pin to Start. For example, you could pin programs and folders here that you regularly use. Tiles can be dragged around and right hand of the start menu to rearrange them in groups or however you prefer. Now let's talk about the another important component, which is the taskbar. A bar that is located at the bottom of the screen is called the taskbar. It is used to locate and launch the programs, view any program that is currently open, and to check the date and time, settings, speaker volume, etc. If you take a closer look, you can see some of the following components. We have the Windows icon, which is used to start the Windows menu. Next, we have the Cortana box, where you can type a query or use the microphone icon to indicate that you will be using your voice to ask Cortana something. Cortana is basically a helper which is given by Windows 10, which is just like Alexa that you use. You ask any question and you will receive a response from Cortana. This is for the help and support section. Next, we have the task view icon that allows you to add multiple desktops. The next icon on the bar is Microsoft Edge. This opens up Microsoft's famous internet browser Edge. Next, there is an icon for File Explorer, which will allow you to get a view of your files. Then the next icon you see would be the Windows Store. This would open up the store in a window that can be resized, maximized, and closed back down. Windows Store contains apps that can be downloaded and stored for use. Finally, the system tray or shell notification area is in the extreme right-hand side of the taskbar. Some of the common program icons displayed in the notification area would include sound, power options, network connection, antivirus program, action center, Windows update notification, date and time settings. Now let's talk about the File Explorer. File Explorer program, formerly known as Windows Explorer, has been a core element of the operating system for decades. It helps you to work with files and folders on your OneDrive, PC, and network. The Quick Access area, which by default is the first section of the navigation pane in the left-hand column, is essentially a bookmarks bar for File Explorer. It shows both your most recently accessed folders and pinned folders, folders that you manually assign to this area. You can do this with any folder in Windows. Just right-click or long press any folder on any screen and then click Pin to Quick Access. OneDrive, which is the Microsoft's cloud storage service, it gets a dedicated folder beneath the Quick Access area. Other folders on your computer are available in the Tree view, just under the OneDrive. File Explorer has a search bar, just like the most modern internet browsers. It is an integrated part of Windows, but when you use the search function in File Explorer, the search will be limited to the folder you currently have open. Now, let's talk about the Microsoft Edge. You must have used Google Chrome mostly as a browser, but Microsoft Edge, which is a new browser in Windows 10, is designed to deliver a better web experience. It is fast, compatible, and built for the modern web, designed to work the way you do and help you get things done through easy sharing, reading, discovery, and more. Next we have is the Windows Defender. Windows Defender is the antivirus software. It is specially made for Windows 10. The moment Windows 10 is installed, Windows Defender comes along with it. By default, your system is being protected, so there is no need to download and install another antivirus software right away. Windows Defender uses real-time protection to scan everything you download or run on your PC. So that is all for this session. Let's just summarize what we have discussed in this lesson. In this lesson, we have learned what is an operating system and most popular operating systems available in the market, such as Mac OS, Linux, Android, iOS, and Windows 10. Also, you have learned about the Windows 10 operating system and its various components like Start Menu, Taskbar, Cortana, File Explorer, OneDrive, Microsoft Edge, and Windows Defender. I hope this information would be useful for you. Thank you so much.